Prayer is one of the greatest privileges that we have, but we all have to admit it's probably one of our greatest failures as well. All of us need to learn to pray more and to pray better. And so today I'd like to give you some reasons why we should pray. I'd love to just to motivate you and to motivate myself so that we will pray and see the importance of it. And I think really one of the things about today I hope you've learned is praise ought to be part of our prayer time. I mean, sometimes we come to God and we just want to get something from Him. He's like the genie in the bottle that we go to. Okay, God, give me this and give me that. We jump right into that. But maybe one of the things we ought to do from time to time, maybe even is just spend a day where we just are praising God and thanking Him. But I'd like to give you some reasons. So if you still have a little bit of room that Pastor Jonathan left for you in the bulletin, I'd like to give you 8 reasons why we should pray. You don't have to list all of them. Maybe the ones that really capture your attention, that would be okay. But here's some reasons. Number one, because it is the way to communicate with God. God communicates to us through His Word. And when we hear the Word preached or taught, when we read it for ourselves, He speaks to us through His Word. That's we have everything in the Word of God we need to know about Him and His plan for our lives. But we in turn need to communicate with Him through prayer. In any relationship, the way that the relationship is strengthened is through communication. If I told my wife, honey, I don't need to say anything for the next couple weeks because you already know all that I need to know. You know how I love you and I don't need to say another thing. No, we need to communicate on a regular basis. And Matthew 6, if you want to spend some time reading about prayer and how to do it and how not to do it, Matthew 6 is great. Number 2, why should we pray? Because we have been invited to His presence. All throughout the New Testament and the Old Testament, we hear words like this, come unto me, call upon me, look unto me, seek me, cry out to me. That is awesome that we have an invitation from Almighty God to pray, and especially through the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 4, 14 to 16, especially verse 16, where it says, let us then approach God's throne with grace, the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. What a wonderful privilege that we have been invited. Cast your burdens on Him. Come to Him. He cares for you. Third, why should we pray? Third, because we are instructed and even commanded to pray. Matthew 7 says, ask. And the idea is keep on asking. Seek and keep on seeking. Knock, keep on knocking. Come to Him. Why do you think we are commanded to pray? You would think that we ought to just naturally love God with all of our hearts and have no problem with going to Him. But oftentimes our pride comes in the way. We want to handle our difficulties on our own. We're self-centered. We don't want to be dependent on anyone else. I can do it on my own. We are instructed, yes, even commanded to pray. Fourth, why should I pray? Because it will save us a lot of heartache. What do I mean by that? The Lord has instructed us to bring our worries, our concerns to Him. Come to Him in prayer. Don't worry about anything, but pray about everything with thanksgiving. Matthew 6, the whole passage says, if the lilies are trusting God, and if the flowers are trusting God, if the grass and the birds, they're all trusting God, why are we worried about so much about our lives? We need to trust our God as well. We save ourselves a lot of heartache, anxiety, worry when we take our requests to Him. There are so many things that are out of control in our lives. We need His help. Worrying does not help us at all. Number 5, why should we pray? Because we are very dependent on God for everything. We need Him in our lives, and sometimes the trials kind of squeeze us in such a way that it reminds us that we desperately need Him, that we don't have all the answers like we thought we had. It shows our dependence on Him. And John 15, verse 5 is one of my favorite verses. I have it sitting on my desk at home. Apart from me, Jesus says, you can do nothing. If Jesus was God, and He was without sin, and He needed to pray, how much more we need to pray? Number six. Why should we pray? Because we don't know what to do in every situation. We don't know what to do in many situations. And James 1:5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, ask God for help. It's that simple. So why do we keep trying to manufacture decisions and do things on our own? Number seven, why should we pray? Because God acts in response to our prayers. I don't know all the way it works out. Even though God is sovereign and knows all things, even though He has a plan and He knows it will be carried out and He knows the end from the beginning, still, God has chosen to respond to our prayers. Even in these verses that are before you, it talks about you have not because you ask not. And then it talks about in 2 Corinthians, as you help us through your prayers. You can't help but look throughout all the book of Acts and you find God working on behalf of His people in response to His prayers. You find it all through the Old Testament as well. But that's for another day. That's for a great consideration at this point alone. Number eight, why should we pray? Because we are concerned for the salvation, spiritual growth, and well-being of others in our lives. Paul was praying on behalf of others all the time. Some of the prayers are listed before you. We need to do the same for the people in our lives. We've had the joy, as some of you have gone through some deep waters, of being there to pray for you. That is our responsibility. That is our obligation. But it's also our privilege.